إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله. In the series on شكر, we are today in يوم الجمعة, and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that in this day there is a ساعة, there is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts whatever dua His slave makes. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that time and to enable us to make dua which is pleasing to Him and which is good for us in the dunya wal akhirah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this dua. So among the many things that we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is this issue of special times when dua is accepted. And among those special times is the time of tahajjud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Hadith Qudsi, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends onto the first heaven in a manner which is in keeping with His majesty and grace. And an announcement is made, who is there who wishes for the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah may protect him. Who is there that has any need which needs to be fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him ask so that this need is fulfilled for him. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is the grantor of the dua, is Himself asking, what do you want? How pathetic and how unfortunate is the situation of the one who at that time is sleeping. How unfortunate that the one who has the only one who has the power to give is not only ready to give, he is asking, what do you want? Ask. He is not asking that because he doesn't know what he wants. He is asking that because he wants to give you the opportunity of asking. And therefore, at that time, it is very unfortunate if we are fast asleep. May Allah give us the sense to sleep early so that we can wake up in time for tahajjud. That's the only reason. The only reason we don't wake up in time for tahajjud is because we don't sleep early. We sleep late, and none of us is memorizing the Quran at that time. The reason for sleeping late is not because you were sitting there memorizing the Quran or you were doing some earth-shaking thing. It's all absolute nonsense that is happening. And we take part in that. And therefore, we lose the greatest opportunity. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave doors open for a short time. He leaves the door open for our entire life. Every single day of our life that we are alive, this phenomena of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking, what do you want, happens. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, times for acceptance of dua, see the mercy of Allah, how many times? Between the adhan and iqama of every salah is a time for acceptance of dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is 2 rakat of nafil between the adhan and the iqama. So it's a very good idea to pray 2 rakat of nafil before the iqama. So come early to the masjid, after the adhan is over, pray 2 rakat on nafil, sit down, make dua, time for acceptance of dua. After any good work, whether you have given sadaqah, whether you have prayed, or whatever you have done, time for acceptance of dua. After any good work, is the time for acceptance of dua. After tilawat al-Quran, again, good work, time for acceptance of dua. When we make wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. When the imam finishes reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and says Ameen, and we say Ameen, and the malaika say Ameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. When the imam says Sami Allahu liman hamida, we say Rabbana lakal hamd, and of course, this Rabbana lakal hamd is not to be said loudly by the muqtadeen, it is to be said softly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins. We have, as I said, Jum'ah. Then, in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, Allah accepts dua. In the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua. Continuously, weekly, daily, monthly, annually, so many times and so many opportunities for dua to be accepted. Allah gives us again and again during the Eidain, after you make a sacrifice, all of these. I mean, I am so many, such a long list. I'm not trying to make the whole list here, but the point I'm making is that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to make dua, but He also gave us times when this dua is accepted without question. And in that context, we have to understand, and I want to remind myself anew, there are two kinds of du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts without question, and these are not hindered. One is the du'a of the parents for their children. And inshallah also vice versa for the children for their parents. And the other one is the du'a of the oppressed. The one who is being oppressed, who is a victim of oppression. No matter who it is, whether it's a Muslim or a Hindu, doesn't matter. Or a non-Muslim. If he is being oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to his dua, and his dua goes to Allah even if he is calling something else. If a non-Muslim is being oppressed by a Muslim, the person is not a Muslim, so he is not making dua to Allah. He is calling whoever he worships. But there is only one God. There is only one worthy of worship. Whether somebody calls him or doesn't call him, there is only one who can hear, there is only one who can see. Sami'ul Basir is only Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to that dua of that non-Muslim who is being persecuted by the Muslim. So let the Muslims not live under any fantasy that somehow they are free and they can oppress whoever they like and the non-Muslim has nowhere to go. No, no, no. The non-Muslim has the same place to go that you and I have to go, which is Allah. Even though he does not worship Allah. In this particular case, if he is oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua against you. Allah will accept his dua against you. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. You are not protected from the anger of Allah because you are a Muslim. No. Your and my responsibility is higher than the others. Because we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because we say that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our responsibility is higher than others. And we are held to a higher standard than anybody else. So the dua of the oppressed is accepted. There is nothing that comes in the way of this dua and goes straight to the arsh of Allah. And so also dua of parents for their children and children for their parents. So make lots of dua for your parents and for your children. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those duas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to accept our duas and to fill our lives with khair. And to be pleased with us and to give us a death where when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come free from all sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the last of our actions the best of our actions and the last of our days the best of our days and the meeting with Him at the best of our meetings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.